At issue is Secretary of State Ken Detzner's advisory opinion in 2014, which claims state law barred the University of Florida Student Union from being used as an early voting location. Judge Mark Walker said in July that the ban appeared to be a way to stop younger voters from casting ballots, something he said does not remotely serve the public interest.
It is our understanding that early voting was suggested, and he said that that was an educational facility. That's what prompted the outcry that led to the lawsuit.
Patty Brigham is president of the League of Women Voters of Florida, which brought the complaint. The state will not challenge Walker's ruling. Seeking to get early voting on campuses statewide in the run-up to the November 6th election, Brigham says some good things are now happening.
The supervisor of elections in Leon County announced that FSU would provide early voting. The University of Central Florida will have early voting on its campus. The University of South Florida in Tampa will also provide that, as will the University of Florida, where early plaintiffs originated.
The league would like to add the University of West Florida to the lineup. Brigham says that call would come from David Stafford, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections.
I did call your SOE's office and was told that early voting sites had not yet been determined for Escambia County. If that's the case, then it's a great time to take the opportunity to make sure one of those sites will be at your university.
We have not made any decisions. We're just now wrapping up the primary election. If we decide internally that's something we can and should do, then we'll reach out to the university.
Stafford points to other considerations in setting up an early voting site on campus as it would be for any proposed location, such as the cost of new specialized ballot printing equipment, personnel, and available facilities.
It's one thing tying up a place for a day and a half for Election Day. It's quite another for tying up a location for 2 full weeks. And then you've got parking considerations, et cetera. None of them, I don't think, insurmountable, but anytime these things happen this sort of late in the process, it complicates things.
That said, can early voting on campus be held for the general election? Stafford says logistically it would be a challenge, but if the resources are found, it's not insurmountable.
One of the other considerations is the personnel that work there. That's quite a commitment for people to, number one, have the time to be able to dedicate to it, number two, have the desire to do it, and then number three, have the skill set and the experience that we need. We're not going to put first-time poll workers in an early voting location.
UWF would be the 9th early voting site in Escambia County, one of which is already located on a college campus.
Because we have a public library that sits on the campus of Pensacola State College. We've had an early voting location on a college campus since 2006. That's something that's sort of unique, I think, to Escambia County.
The hope from the League of Women Voters is that arrangements can be made for campus early voting this fall. State President Patty Brigham says after Judge Walker's ruling, letters were sent out to university presidents and to the State Board of Governors.
We just encourage the University of West Florida and the Supervisor of Elections to work together to provide early voting for your students. It's a great civics lesson. Start voting early in life and you set a habit for a career of voting.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.